Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, everyone. I'm so excited today to finally launch my new podcast called Borders. But I want to explain something before you start listening. A lot of people, when I tell them that this podcast is about borders, they immediately think it's a travel podcast, and it's not. Really, this podcast is about boundaries and limits and edges. It's about the lines between things. Because of that, I'm releasing 3 episodes today all at once, so you can get a sense of what this podcast is all about. You're listening to Borders, stories about borders by the people who cross them. I'm Caitlin Pierce. This story is by Christine Gentry, and she talks about navigating romance as she grows up.
My parents both found themselves in Dallas, Texas. In 1979, when they met at a bar on a Friday night. My dad was living out of his car at the time. They spent the weekend together because he didn't have anywhere to stay, so he stayed with my mom. And that Monday, he proposed. And a month later, they were married. And for 2 years, they just kind of continued this, like, partying, drinking kind of lifestyle. And then they found themselves pregnant with me. And they're like, oh, no, maybe we should do something differently. And my mom was like, well, there is this woman at work. She keeps talking about this Jesus guy. Maybe we could check that out. So I can say pretty much without hyperbole that my parents, like, found Jesus to raise kids. And so became Christians, and that's will hopefully explain how I found myself at the age of probably 5 or 6 at the music minister's house. So we had just finished dinner, and my parents and the music minister and his wife were, like, having coffee or dessert or whatever. And I was in the music minister's son's room. This guy's name is Heath. I'm pretty sure you know what kind of kid Heath is if you've ever seen Mad Men, because he's just like the kid Glenn, the creepy kid with the caterpillar eyebrows and, like, the circles under his eyes. And you're like, what have you been through already? You're 6. Like, that kid. And I don't remember what we were playing, but at some point he was like, I have an idea of what our next game should be. I was like, what? He goes, it's called Kiss Tag. I was like, what's Kiss Tag? He goes, wow. I turn off the lights. And you try to hide from me. And if I find you, you have to kiss me. It's like, okay. So he did that. And of course, like, I choose a spot and I'm crouched and I can hear him breathing and he's getting closer to me. And I freak out and I, like, bolt from my hiding place. But I don't know his room. So I'm bumping into dressers and hurting myself and eventually my screams. And Heath's like, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. Call my parents down the hallway to see what's going on. And my dad throws open the door and turns on the light and finds me, like, crouched in the corner and Heath's chubby little sausage fingers outstretched towards me. And he goes, what's going on here? And I was like, Kiss Tag? And he, like, grabs me by the ear and drags me into the hallway and goes, you ain't never play that game again. I was like, why, Dad? He goes, because kissing is where babies come from. And I totally believed him. So for years and years, like, and basically until school sex ed, like, I totally believed, like, kissing is where babies come from. Because I don't know if you remember, but a few years later, Look Who's Talking came out. And, like, all they have to do is kiss. Like, all they have to do is kiss. And, like, boom, sperm, Beach Boys baby. So as a combination of this kind of religious, protective upbringing, and also, to be fair, my omnipotent reign in nerddom, when as a child, I actually went to college never having kissed anyone, which, as you can probably imagine, is rare in college. And it's the kind of thing you tell one person, and then eventually everybody knows. So now, the older I got, the more pressure there was for that first kiss to be amazing. And this guy, Caleb, someone had told him that I hadn't kissed anyone, and he had basically taken it upon himself to go ahead and do that for me, to be my first kiss. And Caleb was so cute. I mean, he was, like, tall. He had that perfectly waved hair with, like, just the tiniest bit of blonde highlights in it. He had one of those, like, Gaston butt chins, you know? And he came up to me one day after class and asked me on a date. And I freaked out. I was like, so excited about it. And I was so nervous and I got all pretty. And it was a Friday night and he picked me up in his red pickup truck. So I get in the truck. We go across the street to the parking lot. Like, to the parking lot of my dorm. Like, he picked me up in front of the dorm, drives across the street, and parks in the parking lot. And I was like, what are we doing? And he kind of puts on the brakes, turns off the car, puts his arms around me and goes, Christine, have you ever seen a penis? Excuse, like, before I could even, like, formulate an answer to this insane question. And before I could even answer him, he pushes me down in the seat of the truck and, like, shoves his pointy little dragon tongue in my mouth and, like, snakes his hand up my shirt. And this all happened very quickly. I mean, within, like, a couple seconds. And what Caleb did not know was that I was raised with brothers, both of whom were now Marines. So I knew how to hold my own. And I pushed him off of me. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And I never cursed at this point. And I had, like, busted his lip a little bit. It didn't start bleeding, but he, like, put his hand up on his lip. Like, Jesus, I was just trying to show you a good time. And I got out of that truck, and I go, shame on you! And I slammed the door of his truck and walked across the street to my dorm, where I proceeded to probably sob for a couple hours. And I remember just talking to my best friend about, like, was that my first kiss? That's not fair. Like, I didn't ask for that. I don't think that should count. And, like, eventually, of course, came to the conclusion that it was not. Of course, he told everyone that he had, like, taken my first kiss. He's like, and at the time, I wasn't confident enough to, like, defy him and tell everyone that wasn't true and tell everyone what really happened. It was basically only my best friend who knew.
Special thanks to Christine Gentry for sharing her story. Thank you, Mitra Koboli and Caitlin Press, for your help on this episode. Andy Diaz wrote our theme music. The song you heard in this episode was by 60s. I'm Caitlin Pierce. You can listen to more stories at our website, bordersradio.org.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.